أحكام in minutes.
تيمم. What if we don't find water for wudu? What shall we do? تيمم. An alternative to wudu and ghusl in certain situation. How do we perform تيمم? Start off by making your intention, which is to seek closeness to Allah with this act. Take off your rings and be sure that there's no barrier on the skin of your forehead and your hands. Hit the bare earth once with the palms of both hands. With both of your palms, wipe your forehead between the hairline and the top of the nose, including the eyebrows, from the top to the bottom. Then wipe the back of your right hand with the palm of your left hand from the wrist to the fingertips. Repeat the same thing and wipe the back of your left hand with the right palm. Done! So quick and easy. But what can I do tayammum with? You can do tayammum on earth, soil, sand, a lump of clay or stone. It's also acceptable with gypsum, bricks, clay and with gathered dust if it's considered fine soil. What's important is that it must leave traces on your hands. For example, it is not permissible to use marble stone with no dust covering it. What is used for tayammum should be clean, tahir and pure, and shouldn't be usurped. If you don't find any of the mentioned items, you can make tayammum with mud. If that's not available, you can use a dusty item such as a dusty cloth. There are a few situations in which we have to do tayammum. The first instance is when there is insufficient water for ghusl or wudu. And also, if we have lost our hope to find water in the allocated time for our prayers. In this situation, we have to do tayammum. The second instance is when there is water, but there's a risk of thirst for yourself or for others, or even for the animals which you keep. Thirdly, if there is water, but there's not enough time to do your prayers on time. Fourthly, when there is sufficient water, but we can't use it due to disability or fear of our safety, honor, or our belongings. Number five is when obtaining water could put you in an unbearable and difficult situation. The sixth instance is if using water may harm your body. And number seven is for some specific situation in which there is a splint or bandage on your body.